Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Bridge the Atlantic. We are your hosts, music web designer Ross Barber, owner of Electric Kiwi, where we create awesome websites for bands, artists, and musicians.
And I'm award-winning alt-pop rock singer-songwriter and indie filmmaker Marissa Novelli, founder of the electronic rock band Midnight Soundtrack.
This week, we're excited to welcome Los Angeles-based musician, actor, and model Melinda Hale to the show. Melinda is a multi-talented performer, classically trained in both vocal performance and musical theater. In her music career, Melinda's won many independent awards and has released 3 studio EPs to date. As an actor, she can be seen in several major independent film projects, including The Fourth Meeting and Oranges, and is also working on a new TV series, Agent X.
Melinda co-hosts the Vampire Diaries After Show on thestream.tv and serves as the main host for the Walking Dead After Show. She's a spokesperson for vegan makeup company Lana Minerals and is the founder of the Me Too campaign, which promotes equality for marginalized couples. She's currently working on her 4th EP, which is due for release in the fall of 2015. Hey, Melinda.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You and I are already kindred spirits.
Yes, we are. Your Vegas shirt. I was
That's the first thing you said. You're like, ah.
Yeah, I was so excited about it.
Awesome. So let's start this off right away and tell us 3 things about yourself that everyone should know.
Well, I'm vegan. That was going to be the first thing.
Absolutely.
It's a huge part of my brand. So I'm always trying to like share things with people like, oh, try this, or I'll take them to vegan soul food because I think soul food's a way to get to people's hearts and stomachs. And then you lie to them and like, oh, it's actually vegan, and they don't believe you. So that's kind of my little thing to get people's veganism. I'm deathly afraid of birds. That is a big thing for me. When I lived in New York, it got to the point where I'd completely reroute my path somewhere if a pigeon was on the sidewalk. So, yeah, that's one thing. I'm deathly afraid of birds. Let's see, what else? I'm a very generous and caring, loving person. I tend to put people first. And I just love people in general, and I think people do tend to take the I can't stand people route, but I love people, and I really like value relationships, and I'm that person that will keep in touch with someone for years and always check in with them, and they finally are like, oh, I'm so grateful that you kept in touch. But I think relationships are really important, so I think people, especially in this day and age, tend to go into just texting, but I'm the calling, or I'll write a letter or an email. So,
yeah. Oh, I love that. We need more people like you. Yeah. I'm big on that too. Social media has brought so many people together, but pushed so many people apart, you know,
absolutely,
and segregated so many people, I think. So yeah, this is great. That's awesome. I love it. I love it.
So can you give us a quick insight into how you got started in the music and film and TV industries?
Well, I always joke that I popped out singing, and my mom will probably attest to that. I've been singing since forever. But I grew up singing in church in Santa Barbara, and then in school I got involved in musical theater. And that originally is what I thought I wanted to do, was do musical theater. But growing up to listening to just Motown and then, you know, Whitney Houston, Celine Dion, and the whole 90s era.
Whitney Houston, come on.
Absolutely.
I was raised on Whitney Houston.
Right, right.
And she's Celine Dion too, but I think Whitney Houston, this is gonna get people on either side here, but I'd have to pick Whitney.
To me, they're so different though.
I know, but there's so much heart and soul in Whitney.
Absolutely. Whitney to me is like what embodies raw talent, and Celine Dion is so technically perfect.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It's completely different. Yeah. So I couldn't even choose. I go to them for different things. Right. But yeah, so I grew up wanting to do musical theater, but then I got really into doing pop music and Motown and souls, and my dad was a musician back in the day, so he exposed me to a lot of music. So when I went to college, people don't take this route, I trained in opera because I wanted to be able to do pop music for a really long time. And I think that people don't really correlate those two, but I've always found, and just in my career now, that getting that training, I'm able to be in the studio for a long time, or I'm able to sing for a show for a really long time because I was trained with what opera singers do. Yeah. And I think that's super important. So, yeah. So I did. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm a classically I'm a classically trained vocalist myself. I didn't go to school for it, but I'm classically trained. And there's a huge difference having that training. It's, you know how to use your voice. I think people I can't think of the word right now. A lot of people don't really understand that when you get like vocal lessons, especially if they're by, it's from a very good teacher, it doesn't change you by any means. It actually helps you be yourself even more. It's about just using your voice so that you don't hurt yourself and being able to use your voice and express yourself even more, I think, with the right coach.
Totally.
The same.
The one thing that a lot of my, because I've trained with a few different classical teachers, they're always like, now, how often are you belting? And I totally lie because they're like not big on belting. They're like really big on mixing your voice. And I'm like, oh yeah, I mix all the time. You know, but I've learned how to, you know, belt properly. So anyway, so I did that and then I moved to New York and I got my equity card and I did a bunch of regional theater throughout the country. But then I really did miss doing pop music. I took a little break from it when I went to New York and then I just kind of fell back into it. And I met a lot of people when I was there and I did my third album there. And then when I went to Chicago, which is where my husband went to law school, I kind of had to start over from scratch because I moved to a place where I knew nobody. It was in the winter, so I was pissed. And oh my God, yeah, I moved in January to Chicago. Like, I don't recommend that because it's a great city, but I hated it. And I just had to be proactive. So that's when I got into doing more TV, film, and commercial. And I just really loved it. And so it just kind of lit a fire into me to be a part of all these different areas of the entertainment industry. And I feel like in this day and age, you kind of have to do everything anyway, because it's the best way to get your name out there. Music is always my end game, but I found in doing modeling and doing TV and film and commercial, or, you know, being a spokesperson for something, I always just find a way to bring it back to my music, because that's the main thing for me.
It's your main passion.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. It's smart as well. I think that's definitely a smart thing to do. Well, and so especially if you enjoy it all as well, then
why limit yourself?
Totally. Right?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
So what would you say the biggest lessons you've learned, both in the music industry and the film and TV industries, have been?
The biggest lesson I've learned has been to just put away my pride and not be afraid to ask for help. Because I think a lot of people think it's a sign of weakness, and I actually think it's a sign of strength if you're able to look for help and figure out answers. Because I've convinced myself now at this point that I'm not Superwoman, even though I thought I was for a very long time. And being able to ask for help, just, you know, working with Christine, who I know you guys know, and she's been helping me a lot, being able to do that has allowed me to just work on my music. I'm like, oh, I feel a little free now. I don't have to feel like I have to do all these things, because I do have other people that are helping me, because I wasn't afraid to ask for help. So that's something, the biggest lesson I've had to learn, because thinking I could do everything at once has caused me to fail bad, because I've messed up on something or forgotten something, and it's not a good thing. So yeah, not being able to ask for help has been a big lesson for me.
I knew you and I were kindred spirits. I just tweeted not too long ago about how it's not a sign of weakness to ask for help. It actually takes a lot of strength. I was referring more to, well, it actually applies to anything, but even if someone needs to go to therapy or anything in the psychology field, I believe it's a sign of strength, because, you know, to know when to ask for help, to know when you need to step outside yourself, you know?
Completely. Completely.
Yeah. Yeah. I wrote a blog post about it not long ago as well. I think it was in music, does DIY really mean do it yourself? And the answer really is no, it shouldn't mean do it yourself. Because you try and do everything yourself, and it just becomes so overwhelming. And I think you kind of need to figure out for yourself when you get to that point where you cannot physically do anything more, you know, without someone's help. So
that's the point I'm at. Yeah, you need to just expand. But it's difficult sometimes. You're kind of at a crossroads sometimes. you know, it's how much can you expand? How much can you afford to keep doing on your own? And, you know, it's a crossroads.
And if you're a control freak like me, then it's really difficult to
respond. All of us.
I think we all kind of are a little bit of a control freak.
Well, but you're a great example of an artist who combines their passions and mm-hmm. you know, and does a lot yourself, but you combine your passions, for example, equality, veganism, and you combine that all in your music and in your work in general. You know, do you think it's important for artists to show their personalities like that, particularly on social media?
I do, because I think it's the easiest way to connect with people. You know, you can find that, you know, that vegan, or you can find the person that also believes in equality and share with them, and they realize that, you know, even though I'm not like at where I want to be in my career, but they realize true statement, preach. they realize, you know, oh, this person's relatable. They feel the same way I do about something, or they are involved in something that I am. So it just sparks a conversation. So I definitely think that transparency is important.
And it also attracts the people that you want to have around you.
Right.
I mean, right. And it's going to repel the people that you don't. So, you know what I mean?
So everyone wins, yeah.
The easiest filter.
Yeah, I mean, of course, once you take a stance, you start getting, like, I've gotten this, you know, you start getting people kind of attacking you for things. But I think if you try not to participate in that, or maybe even just shed some light to the person, whether or not they're willing to accept it is up to them. You know, but I think that if you try to please everyone, I mean, that's an old saying. I mean, that's the easiest way to fail is trying to please everyone, right?
And it's impossible.
And also, I think Ross and I always talk about being yourself. I mean, at the end of the day, whether or not you succeed, at least you know you were yourself, and you either succeeded or failed for the right reasons.
Yeah.
Which then you never really failed, did you?
Right.
You never really failed. Tell us a little bit about your fourth EP. It's due fall 2015.
Yes, October 20th is the official date. It's called Pieces of Me. And I named it that because it's a really eclectic album. I would say there's a lot of different genres throughout, but everything's cohesive, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I have songs that are about, you know, being in the music industry, struggling, are about my move from Chicago back to LA, are about just feeling like, you know, there's a song called Better Than Nothing that's basically, you know, one thing. Hey, at least it's something. You know, something is better than nothing. Even though you're struggling going through all this, I have a song that's called Falling that I wrote in response to Lila Alcorn, who was a transgender girl that took her life. So I have a song about that. It's just a really eclectic album, which is why I named it that, because it's all different parts of my life that are important to me. Oh, so I'm really excited.
Yeah. I love that. I consider myself an eclectic artist, and I'm always... Mm-hmm. There's an artist I'm listening to, Meg Myers. Ross, you listen to her too. I consider her an eclectic artist as well. And I love it because the voice ties it. The voice ties it together, especially when you're an independent or singer-songwriter. The voice ties it together. And, you know, I mean, it works for some artists where everything sounds the same, particularly for certain bands, you know, but I don't like that. I like where you know, it shows that, that the artist is into a lot of different stuff and wants to share different. And especially if you can do it.
right.
I love it.
And I think it's also a way to get a bigger audience because one person will hear one song and then another person will hear another song and everybody's connecting with something different, but you get this huge, you know, fan base that can connect with individual songs, and then eventually they'll like all of them, you know?
So yeah, I was going to say, it also introduces them to kind of different styles.
Right.
You know, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. So I'm excited about it. I'm really excited.
Yeah, so are we.
Should be. Yeah, definitely. What would you say to an aspiring musician or actor that you wish someone had said to you when you first started in the industry?
Oh, that's a good one.
Stop comparing yourself to other people. It's so easy to be consumed by what other people are achieving around you and not taking in the blessings that you do have and the things that you have achieved. It's very easy to think, oh, I got, you know, this song placement, or I booked this gig, and then somebody posts, oh, I got this song placement or this gig, and you're like, well, that's a lot bigger than mine, you know? But everybody's in a different path, and I think that that's just what I have to remember. Not everybody's going to get to the end game the same path. I mean, it's everybody's career is like this anyway. There's like 80 paths that you're taking to get where you want to go, but you have to remember that somebody else's is also just as twisty and curvy and crazy as yours. So if somebody gets somewhere quicker, that doesn't mean that you're not going to get there. So I wish someone had just said, like, stop looking at other people's careers, stop comparing yourself, focus on yourself, mind your own business, you know?
Oh, that's beautiful. everyone hypes themselves too. I mean, that's right. Social media. I mean, it's not an exact representation of somebody in the real world, you know? So, right. But yeah, I couldn't relate anymore with that.
It reminds me of a quote I've heard as well. This is sort of in regards to comparing. Mm-hmm. For one, you don't know how long someone's been working on something. You know, they may be 5 years in the business when maybe you're only a year. And the quote is something like, this is not exactly it, but it's something like, don't compare your chapter one to someone else's chapter 10. Something like that. So it's like, you know,
I mean, in some situations, like, you could be on chapter 10 and someone else is in chapter one, it's succeeding a lot quicker and fast, you know, everything's coming together a bit quicker and easier for them. But again, that's their path. You can't, if you compare it to yourself, absolutely, to them, you're just going to be miserable and depressed and just give up. And that's not the way anyone wants to go, right?
Sure, yeah.
And their book might be shorter. It might end. And it might have a terrible ending,
oh, whereas yours can have a great ending. It might just come to an end. Someone might, like,
just stop abruptly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Are you ready for 20 questions?
All right, let's do it. I'm excited.
All right.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Meat or veggies?
We know this one.
I'm so glad. How many times, Ross, do I have a disappointed look when someone's like, oh, meat? And I'm just like,
I would say too often. I would say too often, but I think you two will disagree with me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
How long, are you vegan or vegetarian?
Vegan.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. She was like, I don't know if I like you yet.
Los Angeles or New York?
Los Angeles.
Twitter or Facebook?
Now Twitter. Used to be Facebook.
Yoga or yogurt?
Can I say neither?
Sure.
Well, I guess I'd pick yoga because I don't have yogurt, obviously.
Lady Gaga or Madonna?
Ooh. I'm going to do Madonna. I'm a classic person.
And Lady Gaga is heavily inspired by Madonna and Marilyn
Manson.
Yeah,
so.
You can see the combination, actually.
Absolutely, yeah.
Friends or Seinfeld?
Friends.
Okay, Gavin DeGraw, I don't know who that is, or Jason Mraz.
Melinda knows. Melinda okay. Really knows who Gavin
Whoa.
DeGraw is.
Sorry. Okay.
First of all, yeah, I just feel like I was personally insulted. Gavin DeGraw. And second of all, what? How do you not know who he is? Okay, you need to go do your research. I'm like, ooh.
Ross does the research.
The album is Chariot was the album that he did when he did, because he did the One Tree Hill theme.
Yeah, the One Tree Hill theme.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's where I heard him. And that album, more so the stripped version of the album where it's just all acoustic, is amazing. Really good.
He's like my main inspiration. He's my goal. He's who I would want to work with. Or, like, I always joke with Christine, like, I just want him to have, like, a take a friend to work day and bring me, you know, because he's just that person that I want to, like, see how he works, see how he writes, how he rehearses, how he records, because who he is and how he is, even though he's a major label artist, he functions more like an indie artist, which is something that I really respect. And he's just, you know, the person that I'd want to emulate, so to speak. But
cool.
Oh, Marcio lost some points. Marcio lost some points.
Had me vegan, lost me again.
Indie or major?
It's a toss up, but I think I'm going more indie lately. Yeah.
Canada?
I still enjoy major, but. Sorry,
you,
go ahead.
I enjoy a lot of major label artists, but I think the platform of indie, the idea of having creative control and everything.
Yeah. Completely, yeah.
Canada or Scotland?
Canada.
That was a difficult one for her, Ross. Sorry.
I know. I don't know. I don't really know.
I'm
what to think,
sorry. But I've never been to Scotland, so I got to pick Canada. I've been to Canada.
Well, I'm going
to
punish you with this really tough question. This is actually this is probably one of the meaner questions I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
The Walking Dead or The Vampire Diaries?
Oh, man. That is tough. I would have to say, okay, this is actually very, very tough. I think I'm going to say Vampire Diaries. And only reason is because I'm kind of a sap and they still have love stories. The Walking Dead really doesn't have love stories. It's really just like gruesome, intense fighting, you know. And I love that, but I still love a good classic love story. And Vampire Diaries still has that.
As long as it's not overly cheesy, I think it really helps to bring an emotional element to any show.
Right.
You know, absolutely. Like even, there's a lot of shows I can think of, like Fringe was one of my favorite shows for a long time. Okay. And it did have a love story, and it did, you know, combine with all the other crazy sci-fi stuff.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber or Justin Timberlake?
Justin Timberlake,
thank
please.
Honestly.
Not even a question.
You can probably tell I've been totally stalking you on Facebook and Twitter by this question. Pretty Little Liars or Gossip Girl?
Pretty Little Liars. Pretty Little Liars. That's my guilty pleasure.
I know.
Really.
I know.
Breaking Bad or Homeland?
Ooh, I'll say Breaking Bad because I kind of gave up on Homeland.
You know what? It got better though, but Michael Jackson or Michael Bolton?
Michael Jackson. Even though I do love Michael Bolton, I'm not going to lie. There are some songs of his, and I do think he has a crazy good voice. But Michael Jackson just, yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to set you a challenge. I'm going to ask you, because you've done an awesome mashup of Blank Space and Chandelier.
Yeah.
I want you to pick a Michael Jackson song and a Michael Bolton song and mash them up and do that on your YouTube.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Okay.
Challenge accepted.
That'd be cool.
Challenge accepted.
I like that.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Okay, cool.
Cool. Twerk or work?
Work. I don't even know what twerking is, really. I mean, I know what it is, but I just don't get it. Like, why is it a thing?
I don't know. Unfortunately,
no.
Why is it a thing? When did it become a thing?
Miley Cyrus, that's all.
So I'd rather work.
Ricky Gervais or Ricky Martin?
I'd say Ricky Martin. Ricky Gervais is
We don't have any Ricky Martins, do we?
Ricky Gervais just isn't really for me. I mean, I love comedy, but he's just not my cup of tea.
Right.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that because he's British. Cup of tea. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Whale or kale?
Give it to me.
Kale, come on.
It's a Save vegan thing. Whale. Sorry, Russ.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I eat kale. I eat kale sometimes.
Save the whales,
no,
eat
don't.
The kale.
I do.
Eat the kale. She's great. She's got this down, man.
I eat green curly kale from time to time. It's all right.
So I'm trying to fit in, Russ.
It's
all right. I'm just kidding. Bette Midler or the Riddler?
Bette Midler. I love good Bette stuff back in the day.
Back in the day.
And our final mean question, and I want you to bear in mind, you know, that Marcio doesn't know who Kevin DeGraw is, and I do.
I want you to bear in mind that
okay,
I'm vegan
I know I'm not a vegan.
Vegan shirt.
And I know I'm not a vegan, but, you know, maybe you'll persuade me. Probably not, but maybe.
Okay.
Ross or Marcio?
Oh, I don't like that.
I know. I we do, though.
Yeah, we quite like it.
I'm sure you do.
Give it to me.
This is tough.
Don't do the whole, well, I pick Canada, so I'll pick Ross, because I'm not Canada.
I've won a few that way.
You won most of them that way, Ross. Most of them is like, and then you feel good.
Ross
then,
did do
then you're
his
like,
research.
What's that?
Ross did do his research.
Yeah, he did do his research. Hallelujah.
So, I mean, I think we bonded, but I think based on just research and knowing...
I can never win.
I could have had to go with Ross.
I'm so lonely.
Oh, I'm so excited when we finally do our end of year tally and find out who has won.
Clearly you. Nobody
I
likes me.
I knew who Dr. DeGraw was.
I know who he is. I know who he is, yep. For sure.
You gotta do your research. You gotta look him up.
All right, Melinda. What music can you recommend for anybody?
Obviously Gavin DeGraw, but okay. I've recently been listening to Leanne LaHavis, who I think is phenomenal. I'm so glad that I discovered her. And I'm a really big London Grammar fan also.
Good choice.
And then Leon Bridges, who is kind of getting pretty big right now. Do you know Leon Bridges?
I think he was on a Spotify playlist.
Yes. We're like
Look
this.
Him up. He's literally like Sam Cooke reincarnated. He's amazing. You know who Sam Cooke is?
Yes, I know.
Yes.
So yeah, those three right now. or four, I guess, I'm really listening to. I always listen to Gavin.
Do you have any film or TV show recommendations?
I just started Game of Thrones with my husband, and
I'm not into it.
I refused for a while.
Yeah.
And then I actually really enjoy it.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm surprised that I enjoy it, but yeah,
I should give it a shot.
Yes. See, I just don't like things like, I don't really like stuff that's set in, like, I call it, quote, old time. I don't like when they speak like old time. Right. And I don't know. I feel, I'm worried that it might be a little too Lord of the Rings for me. But I don't know if that, is it like that? Or
It kind of is, but it kind of isn't. I'm telling you, everything you just said was how I felt and why I didn't want to watch it, and then I got sucked in, and it's actually very well written. And it's also beautifully shot if you look at it from a filmmaking and a TV-making perspective, which is kind of what I do just being an actress and being in a lot of film and commercial. I do look at things from a different perspective, not just an entertainment. So I think as a whole, it's a really well-done show.
Cool.
I might give it a try.
Now I've got a question for you. I got a question for Melinda.
Yes, indeed.
This is a question I want to know. And for any of our vegan listeners and viewers out here, when and why did you become vegan?
Mm-hmm.
And why should other people consider veganism?
Well, okay, I became vegetarian when I was 11 years old. Very bold decision for an 11-year-old. But I just thought meat was gross. And so I stopped eating meat, and then I didn't become vegan until I was in college, mainly because I was tired of just taking lactate pills before I ate because I was so highly lactose intolerant. But then I started looking at more research and realizing how bad a lot of animal byproducts were for you. And then the more I learned about animal rights and just what goes into creating meat and dairy products, I realized that it's so much better for our environment. It's so much better for your health. Like, I lost so much weight when I became a vegan, and I love to cook anyway. And I'm, you know, less lethargic now, you know, because I eat a lot of vegetables, eat really healthy. I always have a lot of energy, and it's kind of fun just figuring out new recipes to create, because I feel like, I don't want to judge meat eaters, but you can get very simple, I guess. But it is fun. People think like, oh, well, what do you eat? And I can show them so many recipes that they would never think like, oh, I wouldn't even think that you could do that as a vegan. So to me, that's the fun part. So I think if you're just looking for better health, more energy, and you do want a healthy environment, being vegan really is the way to go.
But I think a lot of people don't understand actually how much the meat and dairy industry affects the environment. Like, the amount of water that's used is exponentially higher to produce meat and dairy, and the amount of pollutants, that methane, everything that's released,
absolutely,
and transportation, everything. Yeah, it's a lot of waste, and it's actually one of the leading causes to greenhouse gases, which people actually don't know.
It's so true. It's so true. Health-wise, I would totally recommend people to watch Fork Over Knives because it's fantastic.
Yes.
Have you seen that?
Well, because I find that most people seem to be swayed by the health because a lot of people are dealing with health issues.
Right.
And people I know that have seen Forks Over Knives, it's really maybe not necessarily completely converted them over. I shouldn't say converted, but you know what I mean?
Yes.
But it's opened their eyes a lot to get them questioning, which is the beginning of a revolution.
Yes. Absolutely. And the upside, you can eat cookie dough without worrying about the raw egg.
Well, what other vegan books or I know I would obviously recommend. I want to get sponsored. That's my goal, to get sponsored by Vega.
To get sponsored by Vega, right?
I have like so many Vega products every day. It's ridiculous.
Oh, all the time.
I would definitely recommend to anybody to try Vega. Every single ingredient in it has a purpose and a function and is completely healthy. Not just healthy, but health promoting. It's unbelievable for you. What other products or anything that can help people get started if they wanted to try veganism out?
Well, they can try Valana Minerals because it is a vegan makeup company.
100%.
Do the little plug.
I'm gonna tell my wife about that because she uses vegan makeup as well, and actually I do
fantastic.
Sometimes too, and I put a little bit of cover up on I'll definitely be trying that stuff.
Yeah, Valana, it's fantastic. For females, I have all the Skinny Bitch cookbooks. They're amazing because it's also just fun food, you know. Yeah. It's just fun food. I'm trying to think. I have Vegan with a Vengeance.
I heard about that one.
Yeah, she's great. And then Steampunk, or I think that's her name. I think she has a thing on YouTube. I think it's called Steampunk, where it's just all vegan stuff. She's really, really cool and awesome. So awesome. Look up those things.
There's so much stuff. Yeah. And the person who formulated Vega is Brandon Brazier.
Yes.
He's awesome. He's written some great books that really helped educate me a lot and being able to easily explain certain concepts to people. And he's written all the Thrive books. Really cool stuff. He's all about raw veganism and not using any of the allergens that are present in most foods. Everything from soy to corn. I actually do have soy and corn, all that stuff, in moderation. But yeah, that's a very interesting. It's a cool concept. I would recommend to
Absolutely.
Everyone. So where can people hear more about not just your music and your film work and your television work, but also your veganism and all the wonderful things that you have to share and say? Where can people find you online?
Yeah, so just MelindaHale.com, MalyndaHale, and then you can find me on Facebook, Melinda Hale Music, or Twitter at Melinda Hale.
Awesome. And just one last thing, speaking about vegan blogs and vegan books and everything, my wife actually has a blog. It's All About the Flavor. Flavor spelt the Canadian UK way. It's allaboutheflavor.tumblr.com. She periodically updates it with some of her favorite recipes. Some of them are her own, some of them are, you know,
cool.
Brought in from other places. Yeah, check it out. And I'm writing my next solo album, as well as getting ready to release my side project, Midnight Soundtrack's debut album, Foreplay. You can hear my music on marcianovelli.com. Make sure to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, which are all /marcianovelli.
And I'm working on websites for various artists at the moment. You can check out my work, blog posts, all that stuff at electrickiwi.co.uk. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at electrickiwi and on Facebook, electrickiwidesign.
And this episode was brought to you by Chris Keaton Presents. Find out more about what Chris does and how he can help you at chriskeaton.com.
If you'd like to sponsor the show, visit bridge-the-atlantic.com/sponsors.
Well, this has been so much fun. This has been so great. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing your energy, your good vibes. I love it. Just everything about you is really awesome. Really glad you came on the show.
Yeah,
and big
too.
Thanks to Christine for introducing us.
Absolutely.
Because and definitely I recommend checking out all your YouTube covers, because I was listening to tons of them earlier. But especially the Blank Space and Chandelier one is awesome.
Yes, you have an awesome fucking voice. I'll just say it. You have an awesome fucking voice. I love it. And everyone needs to listen to it. So come back again soon, okay?
Yes, please. I can't wait.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Bridge the Atlantic. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave a rating and review on iTunes.
You can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, so connect with us on there and let us know what you think of the show.
Thanks for being awesome, and we'll see you next week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.